All right, Colossians chapter 3. Father, we thank you today that you're moving in us. You live in us and you've transformed us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we thank you that as we live from day to day, we live in heaven from the heart. We thank you that as we open the scripture today, that we learn how to walk in that. That we learn that our life does not consist of the abundance of things, but in the relationship that we have with you. So, Father, we delight to daily have understanding of that and reminding of that from the Holy Spirit. And that you cause us to remind one another and provoke one another to love and to good works. We thank you for the fathers today, as we did earlier, because you have taught us through your scripture, through your word, to be fathers after your own heart. And Father, we repent of our selfishness and our foolishness, because even if you've made a husband a servant, so you have made a father a servant. So we love you and give you praise for teaching us in Jesus' name, and that you'll teach our children these same things. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, if you then be risen with Christ, or since that word if, is not just, well, you know, if you happen to get there, but since, if it's the case, or since it is the case that you're risen with Christ, okay, you're risen. You're not dead anymore. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I say it. Anybody know that scripture? Let's turn over to Galatians chapter 2:20. We'll preach out of that. If you then be risen with Christ, you are risen with him. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. I said amen. Say, help me out here. Don't dwell too long if you help me out. All right? So if you're living, if you're crucified with Christ, nevertheless, how does that work? We don't know. It's just, I live. I'm alive. And the life that I'm now living in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. So since you've risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Now, of course, you know, since you're living there already, you should, if you were in Uganda, you should check out Uganda. Amen? If you're in Uganda, you should check out Uganda. You're not going to be checking out anywhere else. So if you're in heaven, if you're already risen with Christ, seek those things where you dwell. We are seated together with him in heavenly places. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says, for our conversation is in heaven. The word conversation in that context means is our manner of living. For our manner of living is in heaven. So though we have a flesh and we live in this body and we live on the earth, our manner of living is in heaven. Since you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. So that's where you're seated. Where Christ is seated, but we're in him and I'm in him. Say it, I'm in him. Are you seated together with him? Say, yes, I am. See, you gotta talk to yourself. Every day you have to talk to yourself because yourself wakes up in this flesh every day, doesn't it? You ever notice that? You wake up, sweaty, whatever. You wake up, you're kind of a mess. You have to comb your hair. You have to brush your teeth. You wake up in this flesh, but from the heart, you wake up and you're living, you're in heaven. You're already in heaven. Every day, I wake up, I'm still in heaven. I'm living in heaven today. I'm living in heaven from the heart. I'm born again from the heart. So therefore, I'm living in heaven from the heart. So if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. In other words, this is an encouragement. This is, listen, this is not a rap you on the knuckles. This is an encouragement to you. God's always encouraging you. He says, I've given you something. Receive it. I've already given it to you. Take it. I've given it to you. Receive it. He's not angry with you. He just, come on, you. Grace, here's a bottle of water. I'm thirsty. Here's a bottle of water. Drink the, here it is. I'm thirsty. Oops. He's given you all things. He's given you all things. Now, I don't see it. No, he's given you all things. First thing is to know that he's already given you all things. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. With him shall he not give us all things. He has already given us all things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things just show up. All these other things, they just show up. It's like Janet was, wherever she went, she was talking about, is that, you know, we're used to dealing with things in this world. We're used to ciphering things in our minds, thinking about things through in this world, how they work, how things operate in this world. You know, it's because we live here. Anybody born here? Anybody was born on this planet, this earth? Amen. Well, see, you learn to grow up with that kind of thing. You learn to grow up in the dirt, maybe. Or you learn to grow up wherever you grew up with people doing how they knew to get by. If they had a lot of money, they knew how to get by that way. If they didn't have any money, they knew how to get by that way. You always learn how to get by. Somebody built a car because they figured it'd be better to build a car and go across the country than it would be to walk. That's because you had to have one of those because you lived here. Somebody decided to build an airplane. So they thought it'd be better to fly across the country than drive or ride a train. It's because you live here. The need dictated what you did. Well, now God has come, and he created you to begin with. Sin had overtaken the world, and we lived in sin. Scripture talks about that too. We'll read about that in a little bit. It's the fact that we lived in sin. And everything that we did was tainted by sin. Everything that we did, everything that we're trying to do, everything we're trying to pull off, every goal that we might have is already slowed down by the fact that we're in this body and it's dying and it's going away after 100 years. 110. Do I have a 120? All of these things. So this world has now come unto itself to decide, we're going to get things done our way. And that's why we have the government we have. That's why we have the politics that we have. That's why the Bible already talks about the one world government. Somebody's going to figure it out. Somebody's going to be the man on the top. Amen. And somebody's going to be the man on the top and put you and climb up on top of you and have you serve them. Make a better world that way somehow. Somebody's got that idea that that's going to make a better world. God said he'd just rather be over you. Amen. So even though we have all of these things taking place and we have the guy on the radio telling you how everything is going wrong, he's probably right. But you know what? I'm living in heaven. Since you are risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Certainly there may be things that get some food in your pantry and some batteries and get out of debt. Well, that's a good idea. That's just a good idea. But you know, the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What I'm trying to teach you today is to rejoice in all things. Amen? No matter what the trouble, no matter what comes your way, begin to rejoice and give thanks for it. The quicker you do it, the happier you're going to walk. Amen? See, a lot of time we kind of miserate for a little while because it's, you know, I deserve that, actually. I deserve to be miserable for a little while. You know what? It doesn't help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It slows it. It just slows it down. You know, if you cut your hand, go ahead and wash it now. Don't wait until tonight. You know, if you don't let the wound fester. Begin to rejoice. If trouble comes, begin to rejoice immediately. Amen. I said, if trouble comes, begin to rejoice immediately. You know, or as quick as you can. It's like Janet said, well, I kind of grumbled for about an hour. I kind of grumbled for a day. But see, he will lift you up immediately as you begin to praise him. Do you believe that? Well, maybe you do or maybe you don't. I'm just telling you from experience. It's just experience. Begin to praise God. What if the trouble lasts? Keep praising him. What if the trouble seems never ending? Keep praising him. You're not looking for God to do something. What you're interested in is you receiving the fullness of the gospel in your heart and peace and joy so that you can begin to God will operate in you and through you, and he will bring to pass that which is well-pleasing in his sight as you worship and praise him. He will demonstrate his power. He will demonstrate his power is first demonstrated through your joy. Not through what you do. Not through deeds of, you know, works of righteousness which you have done. Through your joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Back in chapter 3, Colossians, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. There's plenty. There's all your provision. All your provision is in Christ Jesus, and it's all above. In other words, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption is, it's almost here. It's right here. It's right here. Seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above, and not on the things on the earth. Okay. Set your affection on things above and not on the things on the earth. Anybody know that this earth is passing away? The earth is passing away. Your good-looking body is passing away, Paul. Or Paul. How come all these Pauls are just so good-looking? Your body's passing away. Things are just not working as well as they used to. Kids, is things don't work as well as they used to. Praise the Lord. I'm glad they got some folks who've got good flax seed. Maybe that helps things work better for a little while. But your body is not going to last. This world doesn't last. Listen, the world does not last. Anything you're doing, the world does not last. You have to have an understanding that the world is passing away and you with it. You are prepared and being fitted for heaven. You're fitted for heaven. You're fitted for the right hand of God, to walk with him, to live with him, to rejoice with him. Your purpose in the earth is to declare the good news, to declare the gospel. As a father, your purpose in the world is to declare the gospel to your family. The family is the first government. You remember Abraham? Adam and Eve? The family, first government, father, wife. Then children. It's the first government. It wasn't the church. It wasn't the United States. The father was the first leader. Amen. Created by God as the head of the wife, the head of the children. For what purpose? To minister to them, to bless them, to give them everything. Even as God gave you everything, his vision and his demonstration of his love and his mercy is to place a father so that he might provide, that he might demonstrate the love of God. Didn't work out that way. You remember we had sin. But you know what? God put it in his word. God put it in his word. Later in this chapter it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be what? Discouraged. Lest they be discouraged. So provoking your children to anger will discourage them. In other words, having them serve you. Amen? You know, don't discourage them, encourage them. Amen. God has given you everything. See, that's what we're doing here. We're fathers in the faith. Pastors are fathers in the faith to you, hopefully. He's building you up, encouraging you, saying, you have all provision from God. That's what you as a father are doing. You have, my child, you have all provision from the Father. He is for you. He is with you. He is walking with you. Kyle, your dad is telling you that God is for you, and He has given you everything, and there is nothing that He has held back from you. Your dad may not appear to have all, but the God that he's giving to you and preaching to you has everything. Sadie, that's right. God is, He's given you everything. Thank God for a dad. Amen. Thank God for pastors who will give you the truth. Thank God for fathers who will give you the truth and not a lie. Back to verse 2. Set your affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. Now, how do you do that? Get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Meditating on these things day and night. Letting the Word of God change you. You're changing from earthly minded to heavenly minded. He said to be carnally minded is death, Romans chapter 8. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I said it's life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. To have your mind set on the things on the earth is death. Okay? It's death, guys. Wade and Cullen and Patrick, Wade's gone. I don't know where he's at. He's married somewhere. But Cullen and Patrick, I mean, they're right on the edge of kind of getting on in there. And I mean, Cullen's already up at ORU, and Patrick's headed that way, I think. And but let your mind not be carnal. But what is he saying here? Set your affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. What if you're 50? What if you're 60 and you've been, thinking on things on the earth? Get back into the Word of God. Allow the Word of God. And don't allow your failure in this world to dictate your joy. Amen? I mean, when you're 50, 60, you're thinking about what did I do or didn't do. Forget what you did or didn't do. Heaven is eternal. The 70, 80, 100 years old is a drop, is a, not even a drop. It's not a drop in the bucket. You're being prepared to walk in heaven. You're being prepared to walk in the kingdom of heaven for eternity. Today, you are a demonstration of the gospel. Today, you are a preacher of the gospel. I don't care what your job is, you're a preacher. You're a preacher. You're a teacher. You're a minister of the kingdom of heaven. As a father, as a husband, as a servant. Here, if you went down all the way down to verse 22, servants or employees, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but with singleness of heart, fearing God. Not fearing your boss, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not to men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Serve Jesus. Okay, now, I'm going to back up to these verses here we began with. Colossians 3, verse 2. Set your affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. Because again, the things on the earth, to live carnally with a carnal mind, looking for the things of the earth to give you joy, looking for the things of the earth to give you happiness and peace, they won't. Well, they did. Well, they won't. It just doesn't last. Besides that, Ecclesiastes says the eyes are never full. The eyes are never full. The ears are never full. You know, the desire is never fulfilled. Desire is never fulfilled. Well, just another one. Now, It won't last. Now look at verse 3. So you're setting your affection on things above and not on the earth because you are dead. I'm dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm dead. I don't know about you. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm totally dead. I'm dead. You don't look dead. I saw you the other day. You didn't act dead. You acted like you were alive. Now, I understand that. But I'm dead. That's my testimony. Thanking God for making and for working in me that which is well pleasing in His sight. Not me working it, but Him working it. Amen. Thanking God that He is working those things that are well pleasing in His sight. As I come into His presence, as I worship Him, as I give praise and thanksgiving to Him, make it your practice to no matter what your circumstances, to praise Him and to magnify Him, give praise to Him. Glorify Him. Don't look at your behavior. Don't look at how you failed today. Just come in. Come into the presence of the Heavenly Father right now. Your Father who loves you. Because you're dead. Because you've been bought with a price. Remember, you're crucified, but yet you're risen. For you are dead and your life is hidden. That's that heavenly places, seated place. Seated together in heavenly places with Christ. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Romans 6:11 says, "Reckon yourselves, therefore, dead unto sin." It says, "Sin shall not, shall not. Sin shall not have dominion over you, because you're born of God, and you come into His presence not shamefully." You come into His presence knowing that you failed, but knowing that He loves you, and knowing that you're delivered, and knowing that His provision for you is finished. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I'm happy. How about you? You happy? You sure? Praise the Lord. God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Nathan, what? Are you dead? Are you alive? In Christ. That's it. Amen. I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time. Not just because I'm talking and you're not. I'm having a great time because I know that I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against the day of His return. There is nothing. I am fully persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other creature, nor life, nor death will separate me from the love of Christ. Amen? Are you happy with that? Are you rejoicing in that? Glad. Your God loves you. He's not dependent on you to perform. He just loves you so much. He is. It's so powerful. Praise the Lord. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. In other words, just tell them no. Just tell you, no, don't. Because you know where. It's not punishment. It's saying no to flesh, not so God will be pleased, but knowing that there is life in it. Amen? There's life in it. There's life in saying no to flesh. See, suffering is no to the flesh. That's what suffering is, okay? Is that right? Suffering is no to flesh. No. No. That's what suffering is. Because flesh wants one. Flesh wants to get one. Flesh wants to grab all of it can because it thinks that's where happiness is and that's where joy is. Happiness and joy is saying no to flesh and yes to the Spirit, because then you're transformed and you begin to receive in your person daily the transformation that God is performing, so that your joy is full, your peace is complete, and that the love of God is shed abroad, which is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, begins to transform everybody around you. It's because you're worshiping God, that you transform the world. You transform the world by worshiping the Lord. Amen? You worship the Lord, you just show up, things begin to change, Paul. Things begin to change, Kathleen, when you just show up. Philip just showed up one day. That guy was reading his Bible in his chariot, and he was a big shot, riding a big fancy Cadillac chariot. You know, he worked for the Queen of Sheba or somebody. Queen Candace of Ethiopia. He's working for her. So he's an Ethiopian eunuch, and he's riding along, and he doesn't understand the scripture, and all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord speaks to Philip. He says, go join yourself to the chariot. And do you understand? And he asked the guy, he said, do you understand what you read? I can't unless somebody shows me. Well, there he was right at that moment and right in that hour. You know what? That's you. You're right in that moment, right in that hour. Somebody needs you that day. You're in the grocery store. You're teaching. You're at the hospital. Wherever you are, God is using you. Wherever you are, don't you have an expectation? You have an expectation because you are living in heaven from the heart. You're already living in heaven. You got this little appendage that walks around down here. Amen? You have this little appendage that walks around down here, but you're born from heaven. I want you to know that you're born from heaven. I want you to walk like you're born from heaven, understanding that this is the truth, walk ye in it. Walk in the truth, not walk in a deed. The deeds come as you walk in the truth. Walking in the truth is saying amen to the promise of God and to the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, God is good. That's all we're going to do today. Hallelujah. Happy Father's Day. So go home and rejoice and be a father. Amen. Serve your family. Hallelujah. Father, we rejoice in you. We thank you for the kingdom of heaven in which we live. We thank you for the kingdom of heaven in which we live and we move and we have our being. And we're changed and transformed from one degree of glory into the next as we behold you. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We give you praise and thanksgiving for your word and for every father in this place. We forgive our fathers who were wicked, knowing that they were just men. Father, we now are freed from that bondage of unforgiveness. If you've been unforgiving toward the memory of your father or toward your father, say, I forgive him right now. Say, I forgive him. I forgive him right now. Don't check your feelings. Walk with God. I forgive. And I walk in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Amen.